Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We've got a couple more shows before the new year, and I want to remind everybody else out there that if you want information on the Monday and Wednesday show for January, you should be aware that the first, of course, is Monday. So that day we will not be appearing. We will be doing it the following Monday. If you want more information, please go to www.drpatallen.com. And while you're there, you might as well sign up for our newsletter, because then you'll get all the inside information first. And Dr. Allen, you're on the air live. How are you?
Good. I'm ready to serve.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to remind everybody that our call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I'm going to start the show off right off the bat with a question that actually three or four people have sent me this question, or a question much like it. I'm just going to combine them into one question because it's all related. People are saying it's the holidays, very lonely, and I'm feeling desperate, like I should just date anybody or be with just anybody so I'm not alone. The depression of being lonely and alone at Christmas time is feeling like it's too much for me to bear. Dr. Allen, what is your suggestion for people that are lonely out there?
Ladies' choice. That was the one thing in the Midwest that I remember growing up, is that they periodically would do ladies' choice. And now I hear there's a website called Bumble or something where women can chase men. So for God's sake, there are gay guys out there that would love to go to social events. There are relatives that are male. There are, please, there is no excuse for being alone anytime, especially during the holidays. So please, if your girlfriend has a brother that you'd like, ask them. We're not hunting on serious terms. And all I ask is you don't have intercourse.
I think that's awesome, Dr. Allen, and I think that's going to be really helpful. It looks like we have got calls already coming in. Dr. Allen, are you ready to go to the phones?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. Let me tell our switchboard we're ready to go and take some wonderful...
Hello.
Oh, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi. So
Hi.
My question is about my 11-year-old daughter. She's a great kid. I'm a single mom. I follow your work. My mom raised me as a single mom. She kind of raised me to be a narcissist. I'm not. I'm feminine. But what do I do to make sure that I don't mess my daughter up to hate men? You know, like, how do I talk to her? Do I expect respect from her? Do I expect her to cherish me? How does this work?
I want you to understand, even though you're a woman, you still have to treat her like a woman. And that is,
okay.
Let's take the tools. If you have a suggestion, a want, an opinion, whatever, you've got to make an appointment. Honey, this may not be a comfortable request, but I have a request about your room. Is it comfortable for you to hear me? No, I don't want to hear you. I know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me to go. I understand that. So is it okay with you if I say that if that room is not cleaned up by 4 p.m. on Saturday, because I'm having house guests, if that's not cleaned up, you're going to lose your cell phone for a day or two? So what you do is you make appointments to teach, preach, bitch, moan, and question, and you ask her how she feels about it. You don't order her around. You simply tell her the price tags for what she's doing. And it better be something she really wants, because if it doesn't cause pain, it's not going to teach a lesson and be a good negotiation point. Also, when you see her body upset, tones of voice, gestures, postures, and facial expressions, don't do that. What are you doing there, young woman? Don't do your man trip. You are a woman raising a young woman. You're not a fake man, and it is not good that you pretend you're a man. Look here, young woman, I want respect. No, that's not true. When a woman is cherished, she feels respect, and that means mommy and daughter. You see?
Okay, so it's not too much equality if we're both being cherished.
No, because you're both women, and you're not in a sexual relationship, I hope.
Okay. No. Okay, I just want to make sure I don't raise her to be a man hater, and I want her to
dear.
Be a feminine woman.
Then,
but
then
I don't know. I just didn't
tool.
Know the boundaries as far as like an authority figure.
No, I want you to be a cherished. You have a right not to clean your room, but if it isn't cleaned by 4 p.m. on Saturday, this is what it's going to cost. Which would you rather do, the room or pay?
Okay, good. All right, I'm on the right path.
The secret is don't order her to do things.
Okay.
A father
okay.
can say, get
all
off
perfect.
That couch. You can say, I'm not comfortable with you walking on the couch. I just had it cleaned. You see, women feel respected when they're cherished, whether they're mothers or their daughters, whatever they are. We're all respectable at work. Do you see?
Okay. So this is the same with all female relationships then?
What?
Is this the same with all female relationships, like my girlfriend, my mother, things along that line? Like it's just...
Yes, unless your mother is a man in a woman's body.
She is.
Well, then, if that's the case, give her respect. Mom, I have something I want to say to you. Is it convenient for you to hear me? Look, each human being... is going to demonstrate if they want to be respected or cherished. Everybody has a right to do one or the other or both. If you have a narcissist in your life, you often have to jump from one side to another in order not to spend your life fighting with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. I love your work, and your tools are changing my life. This is great
Good.
Stuff.
And don't forget, my latest book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, has all of the ages for communication tactics.
I'm reading it right now.
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks, caller.
Thank
make
you.
Sure, make sure you review it for us on Amazon.
I definitely will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. I think that was a really excellent question. I know there's a lot of single moms out there, and even moms that aren't single who, you know, dad's gone, whatever. Oh,
no,
hey, caller. You're on the air, caller, with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yeah. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. You're live.
On the air right now. International.
Hi.
They're listening to you in Australia. China. Russia.
Well, I have a question. I was in a relationship for 6 months with this guy, and we went through all the stages, the dating, the courting, and we did have the talk about commitment, and he agreed to all my requirements before having sex. We did have some compatibility issues, but...
You had sex when you touched his hand. Intercourse. Would you people please segregate intercourse from touching, tasting, smelling, seeing, and hearing? Those are all affection.
Yeah.
intercourse
yes.
is legally significant, medically significant, spiritually significant. I call it the God movement. Do you realize that when we have intercourse, we could possibly create a brand new human being? That's godlike.
Okay. We did have the conversation we have before having intercourse. But we did have compatibility issues, but we were working those things out. And then after 5 or 6 months, he had major legal and family issues. And we started to...
Well, he went through the perfect period, then he went into the imperfect period, and then his issues blocked your negotiating a significant marriage-bound relationship. That makes sense.
Yes, and that's what I said, that because he didn't have time for me, I wanted to know where we were standing, and he Good. Said that he wasn't going to have time to be in a relationship. So he broke up with me, and we were no contact for 6 weeks. And then he texted me.
Now,
he said he had a dream about me.
Do you understand? You fit into the diagram of 6 to 8 weeks. He missed you enough to think of a way to negotiate. So he's normal. That's the 6 week. 8 weeks,
yes.
6 to 8 weeks. Those last 2 weeks are the definitive weeks in ruminating a decision.
Yes.
So what did he offer you?
Nothing. We had just a small talk, and I assume he's going
That's
to...
That's what he got.
Yeah, he was...
When did this,
I think
when did this call happen? When did this call
Last
happen?
Week.
How long ago? What?
Last week. It was texting.
You have another 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks to go. No, 7 weeks to go. He started a new cycle of 8 weeks.
Yeah. So my question is,
he may do this 4 or 5 times. Which, by the way, signals your subconscious mind that he's still in the ring, signals his body that you're still in the ring. The potential is still there.
Yes, and the thing is that since I have some of his stuff and he has some of mine, and he also said that he had a Christmas present for me, and so I was really nice to him. I wasn't angry or anything. But my question to you is, how do I handle the if he wants to see me, because I don't want to put myself in risk falling for him again.
By all means,
but
see him, but don't have intercourse with him.
No. That's out of the question. But I want to know is how do I maximize my chances of getting back together with him without putting myself at risk of getting attached to him again.
Well, do you want him in your life or don't you?
Say that again?
Do you want him in your life or don't you? He's dealing with
the
life situation in his life, and he's dealing with his love for you. So why would you want to cut him off unless you have a new and better deal?
No. I don't want to cut him off. But
you
mentioned that I shouldn't smell him, for instance. So I understood that as I shouldn't see him until he wants to talk about us getting back together, right? Am I wrong?
No, he wants to be together. You said he has a life situation. He has baggage. He is not rejecting you because of you. He was saying, I don't think I can be fair in a relationship and do my business at home. This human being is asking to stay in your life while he works on his situation. Why wouldn't you do that unless you have somebody else?
No, he actually said that it wasn't going to be fair for me to just be on the sideline because he wasn't going to have time to he was under a lot of stress, and it was a matter of time.
I got all of what you're saying. Why wouldn't you make him a number three in your life? Why?
Why wouldn't I? No, I do want to get back together.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Well, right now, you mean?
Yeah. Right now, why wouldn't he be okay for a number three?
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm doing my thing, and I'm trying not to ruminate into anything related to him. But I still want him back.
Are you done with him?
No. No, what I want to know is, if he contacts me again, how do I handle? What do I
yes
say?
Yes or no, he's number three. If you're going out with a man that's more available, that's number one. Les, I'm saying you still love him. He still loves you, but he has baggage. Why would you terminate him if you still have hope for the relationship that you put in 6 months already when he is not letting go of you? He wants to be on the sideline so that he maybe can clean up his mess in time to capture you.
Okay.
So why wouldn't you date him non-intercourse?
Say that again?
Why would you not him? You still love him.
Okay. That's fair.
That is fair.
Yeah, like I said, I want to maximize my chances of us getting back together. So I don't want to screw up.
He will let you know if he's an honest man. He's going to tell you if his baggage isn't cleared up.
Okay.
He wants to be near you, obviously, because he came back to you in 6 weeks, which is normal for a man who's not done. He thought he shouldn't take you back because he has baggage, but he courageously has negotiated trying to see you so that you could continue the chemistry and keep getting to know each other without intercourse.
Uh-huh. I see. Until he commits again without a baggage.
Without baggage. You're not going to be in a relationship with him. And if you meet Mr. Wright, you'll dump him.
Okay. Right? I'm keeping that in mind. And I'm trying to do it that.
Good girl.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas. All right. We've got more calls waiting, Dr. Allen. So let's let's move on. Here we go. And Sport is saying he's getting ready to hook another call in. All right.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello.
So here's my question. I was on a setup date 2 days ago with a man, and it got a little awkward. So he started almost like complaining about his ex-wife and saying that he got a divorce because, quote, I wasn't happy anymore and she aged. And he said that I nearly spat my food out. It was so ridiculous. What would you recommend?
I would recommend that you understand you're with a human being that needs to talk to a therapist, but he has you on the line on a date. Now, I hope you listen to him for that occasion. But if you don't want to date him again because he's got a problem, feel free to tell him if he calls again. I really appreciate that you're in a bad place with your divorce, but it's very uncomfortable for me to act as if I'm a therapist. So if you wanted to date me, it would have to be without discussing your former women.
I see. Well, it wasn't what bothered me. It wasn't even that he discussed former women, but it's the way he talked about it. Like, well, we all age. That's normal.
Wait a minute. He was bitching and moaning about a disintegrating relationship. That's all he was doing. He was using you as a therapist. A mother.
And I just gave
a demonstration of how to tell him, you know, I appreciate you have a problem, but it's not comfortable to go on a date with somebody who's talking to me as if I'm his mother or his therapist. So
okay.
If you want to date me and enjoy movies or dinner or conversation, fine, but I was not comfortable with that.
Okay.
It's called...
I was so uncomfortable with...
Tell him how you feel or why you're saying no to a date.
Okay.
If he says, okay, I want to date you and I won't talk about my ex-wife or other women, would you date him? Are you interested enough?
No, I'm not. It was like a baby in a grown man's body.
All right.
No.
And what you say is what I said, and you say, I'm not comfortable dating you at this time in your life.
Okay. But it's been, and he I said it was
want,
too...
And I don't want to use you, and I don't want to leave you
on
off.
You. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. We'll do. If he called, it's been 2 days already. He didn't call, but I think people like that expect girls to call, but I'm not going to do it.
Between each date, 8 weeks. That's the rumination time.
Yes.
Should I call? Shouldn't I call? Do I want? Do I not want?
Okay.
That's how human beings make decisions.
Okay. Oh, I had a quick question. You talked about men not loving any other women more than themselves unless they're under 10. So
yes,
I was kind of thinking if daughters, yeah, so if a healthy female has to be in love with herself first and then she's with a man who also is in love with himself, is that, I'm not really sure how that dynamic works. Like, he should love me.
It works this way. Each of them has to decide if they want to communicate respectfully or cherishing. You've got to know whether you want to say, how do you feel about doing this? And he's got to know if he wants to say, what do you think about doing this? Each person decides, do I want to be respected or cherished? I can deal with gay people, straight people, lesbian people, which is gay, but they've got to know how to talk. If they speak equally, I want, I think, I feel, I don't want. I make money. Lawyers make money, but relationships don't bloom. Equality in communication produces competition. Complementary energy, I think, how do you feel, I feel, what do you think, produces intimacy. It's the waltz of life.
But at the same time, they're still both just love themselves, or?
Wait a minute. When you love yourself, you act as if you want to be cherished, if that's what you want.
Yes.
If you want,
and then the man will
to be loved as a man, you want to be respected. Today, too many women are acting like mothers and men to too many men, and men are starting too many times to go feminine. This horrendous mess of men sexually abusing women basically is a misuse of the energy of action, respect, and cherishing behavior. When a woman says no, she means it. Or she doesn't mean it. And if she doesn't mean it, she says yes. But the saddest reason to say yes to sex that is not appropriate is to make money. God created women to make love. That's why my book says it's a man's world of junk, but it's a woman's universe of oxygen. We control by shutting down the oxygen of love, which is communication. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So each of us has to love ourselves either respectfully, I want respect, or cherishing, I want to be cherished. Which do you want in a relationship? Do you want to be cherished or respected?
I want to be cherished. I want to be the female. I'm a recovering male as well. And with your help, it's going really well. But I definitely want to be cherished. I don't need to be respected.
You know what? I do the same. I'm a man at work, and I'm a woman when I step out the door.
Yep. I do that too. I separate. It's, my friends are so surprised because now they're like, it's like two people. I don't recognize you. I'm like, oh, well.
So did I explain the I love myself?
Yes. So basically what you're saying is when a person, man or woman, loves themselves first, is they basically stick with that mode to be respected or cherished. That's what it
Except
means, right?
Except that. What if your mother is a man in a woman's body? Do you speak to her like a woman or like a man?
Oh, my mom is not just inside out, she's a narcissist. So I don't know. I just speak to her.
So if she's a narcissist, you have to jump back and forth, right?
Yes, yes, all the time.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you give her what she wants? You'll enjoy the funeral better. You're going to feel very guilty going to her funeral if you haven't given her communication she wants. So when she says, I think, then say, what can I do to help us do better? And when she says, I feel, you can say, what can I do to help us feel better? A narcissist is two different people in the same body, using the body, and you can talk to either one of them.
Uh-huh. Well, I try to do that when I can, but sometimes it just gets so out of control with the guilt tripping and everything that I use your tools, and they've helped a lot communicate with her during different.
Each relationship is respect, cherish, or at work, respect.
Mm-hmm.
We all have those choices. That's what I teach. My doctoral work is androgynous, semantic. Realignment. Every man has a yang body but a yin soul, and every woman has a yin body but a yang soul. We're all both.
Got it. Okay, I think I understand now.
All right. Good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Excellent, Dr. Allen. That was great. It's really interesting to see that. And of course, you know, if you are the one that has an understanding and you're dealing with a narcissist, definitely, especially if it's probably a mother, I would think that.
But yeah, really.
Yeah, you have to, you know.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do.
Awesome.
Hi.
You got to turn your radio down, though, sweetheart.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Should I turn it off? I just turned it off. Okay. All right. This is my first time calling. Thank you.
Ooh, good.
And I am calling because I have been dating someone for a couple of months.
You're the man. You're the man.
Oh, we've been dating. He's been dating me. We've been dating together.
There you go.
I don't know.
He's been dating you.
Okay. And we've been taking it pretty slowly, and we have
what
not
does that
had
mean?
Intercourse.
You haven't had intercourse. That's what it means, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Have you been hugging and kissing?
Oh, yes. And enjoying it a lot.
That's affection. That's affection. So, you know, have you listened to me or read me, my book, Getting to I Do? Have you read me enough to know that we don't have intercourse unless we have a contract for monogamy,
and
continuity, and long-term goals, marriage,
okay,
dating, whatever.
And we haven't had intercourse. So,
but
my
has
question,
he asked for it? Has he, wait a minute.
Yes.
Has he asked for it?
Yes. Yes, he has.
And you've said, thank you for asking, but I don't have intercourse unless I'm in a committed... Are you wanting to be married?
Yes.
I do not want to have intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, unless it's aiming towards a wedding within a year or two.
That sounds so scary to say.
I got news for you. You didn't really think you called me to ask for something easy, did you?
I guess not.
No,
well,
if you want to be good. You see, I want to tell you something. When you don't tell a man how to get in your body, he thinks you don't want him. Please tell him how to get in.
Okay.
Thank you so much for asking me to make love to me. He's not wanting to make love to you when he just meets you. He wants to have sex. They like dopamine. They like sex. That's okay.
Right.
So, thank you for asking me to make love, but I've made a commitment to myself that says I'm not going to have intercourse, which is too serious, unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous relationship leading to marriage within a year or two.
Okay. I do know that he is monogamous with me. And I know that he wants a continuous relationship. We have not talked about
but
the marriage.
But you haven't
though.
Told them where you're going.
True. And I will.
That's the biggest problem. Not telling the man how to get in and where you're going.
So what if it seems like it's too early to be talking about commitment?
Wait a minute.
I'm
you
waiting.
You can get engaged on the first date. I have people that met and were engaged within a couple of dates. They had sex. They didn't. I don't believe in getting legally married for a year. Business is business. Marriage is business. That's why governments and lawyers are in it. Having sex is an animal affair. Getting married is a business affair. So when you say it's too soon, what you're doing is saying, I want to control the speed of this relationship. Did you notice that what I said was, thank you so much for asking to make love to me? And then I made a joke about he wasn't wanting to make love to me, he wanted to have intercourse. I understand mm-hmm. that, but I treated him like he was a gentleman. But I mm-hmm. decided I'm not going to have intercourse unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, marriage-bound relationship. Now, do I think everybody has to get married? No. Mating is just fine. In fact, June 23rd, the New York Times, I think they've heard of me, said in an article, so you want to get married, sign on the dotted line. I help people negotiate time, space, money, and play, sexual and non-sexual, in pre-engagements and premarital counseling. That's what's in Getting To I Do. Please read it. It's been
okay.
on the stand since 1994.
Okay.
Now, will you do what I'm saying?
Yes, I will. I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Should I tell you the original reason I called?
Yes.
Why?
Okay. So he is right now away. And I will be joining him where he is. And he's also introverted. And I've noticed that he is not getting in touch with me every single day, but maybe every other
you
day.
Wait a minute. You haven't negotiated that. You can't
True.
Be mad at him unless it's under a broken agreement.
Okay.
So if you're ready to negotiate, feel free to get him on the phone and we'll put it together. Or it happens to be chapter 14 in Getting to I Do, negotiating a deal, pre-engagement
okay.
or premarital.
Okay.
There are four signs of a poor negotiator. One, evasiveness. Someday I want to get married. That's too evasive. I want to be married within a year, no longer than two. Second point, if you loved me, you'd know what I want. I wouldn't have to ask for it. That's called mind reading. The third poor sign is condescension. Oh, you women are all the same. You men are all the same. And the fourth tool is avoidance. I'm leaving. Goodbye. Too fast. You see?
What if neither of us know each other well enough to know if we'd want to marry one another?
Well, that's why you're dating.
So the idea is to only go down this path, including sexual intercourse, if you are keeping that goal as your goal of getting married to one another.
No, if you want to have casual sex, have at it. Enjoy the mystery.
I don't.
I'll enjoy your money.
I don't. No. That's
please,
not what I'm asking.
Please do not have intercourse unless you have a contract for where this is going. Mating. What's mating? Mating. There. I have lots of people that are not going to get legally married. They get engaged. I'm a minister. I do spiritual weddings that are not legal. I'm not a moralist. I'm a therapist. All I have to report is child abuse, elder abuse, and disabled adult abuse. What you do for sex, I don't care. But I'm telling you, you don't have intercourse because it impacts you biochemically. If you're a woman premenopausal, you're going to produce enough oxytocin to glue you to him. And if he's post-andropause, that's sometimes 45 to 55, if he's post-andropause, he's going to glue because he's on estrogen then. And he's going to glue to Miss Gold Digger Hardbody, 25, 30-year-old.
Well, he is in that range, and I am also in his same age range.
So what range is that?
We're both over 50.
So guess what? Look at my website, drpatallen.com, and get the over 50 relationship. This is one
okay.
where you're both androgynously male and female. So whoever says I think, ask the other person, how do you feel? Whoever says I feel, ask the other person, what do you think? Got that?
Mm-hmm.
I do quantum mechanical word manipulation to impact quantum physical energy of yin and yang, which, by the way, is a great book. The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. Just wonderful.
So I have a fundamental question. If we do not know each other well enough to know for certain that we want to marry each other, then we shouldn't be having intercourse?
Guaranteed. You should not have intercourse until you're agreeing that you're aiming toward... You shouldn't... Until you've decided that you're working towards marriage. Maybe you wear a promise ring. Maybe you do ask for an engagement ring. But an oral agreement is okay with me. We are mm-hmm. aiming for marriage. Yes? Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Got it?
Thank you. Yes.
Great. Thanks,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Call again. I love newcomers.
I do too, and I think it was interesting that they're
like
not
I'm pounding on them with a hammer.
Getting in with the croquet mallet, Dr. Allen.
Yeah, croquet mallet. That's right. Well, you know what? First impressions count.
Oh, yes. First impressions do count. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, I do. It's actually my first time calling as well.
Oh, welcome, Virgin. Good.
Hi, newcomer.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Allen. So I have a rather difficult situation, and I don't know if I have like a single question, but I'll tell you like a little background of what I'm dealing with, and maybe you'll be able to make a comment of some sort.
I will definitely give you an opinion.
Sure. So I've been with the same guy whom I'm married to for about 6 years. We've been married for about four.
Wait a minute. You were married to a guy for 6 years?
Well, he was married to me. We were both married.
I know. Were you married to other people or each other?
No, to each other for 4 years, actually, and we've been together for six.
You were legally married to a man. Did you love him or did you need him?
Kind of both.
You either married him because you loved him or you married him because you needed him, especially his money.
No, I did not need his money. I did love him.
Were you in love with him? Did your body like him? Did your brain like him? Did you like him?
I did like him.
Okay. Then what is the question? Sounds like a good marriage. Why did it fall apart?
Well, the thing is, he's been having some personal issues where his life kind of been falling apart, and he's not doesn't have strength to do anything about it. I feel
so
he's been like in a...
Wait a minute. Was he mentally ill?
No, I don't
was
think
he
so.
An addict to some mind-altering chemical?
Alcohol, I think.
You started out married to a man and he ended up a woman. When a woman drinks, she melts her feelings and becomes a man. I'm certified as a specialist in alcoholism and sexual addiction. That's what I do for a living. I'm a therapist.
Sure.
So your man melted into a woman.
I think so. So I had to pick up a lot of things, and I'm totally a man in a relationship right now, and I'm not sure how to fix it back because he's on the...
Are you still with him? Then
yes,
you're his
I am.
Mother, and you're nursing him.
Definitely, yes, absolutely.
Please go to Al-Anon as soon as you can.
Go where, excuse me?
Al-Anon. It's the branch of Alcoholics Anonymous self-help group that works with the people married to people or in relationships. Go to Al-Anon, ASAP.
Sure. Well, you think that's the way?
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Yeah, I'll give it a shot and to see where it takes us.
Where it takes you, he won't like it because it's going to help you decide whether you want to keep him or not.
Okay. No,
him into Alcoholics Anonymous. This may be something you can do to help him.
Sure. His addiction, I wouldn't say it's serious, but he just doesn't have like a drive for life anymore to do anything. We just moved to our new city.
Yoo-hoo. I already said he is knocked out
right.
His brain. He's a girl in a man's body. Get it? And you are now a man in a woman's body. He's your child, your son. Please go to Al-Anon and see if you can find out whether you want to keep him or not.
Okay. Okay, no, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck. God bless.
Thanks, Colin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Allen. Bye.
Bye.
That's rough. And I think any addiction, whether it's somebody considers it serious, I think that it's serious, even if it may not appear to be.
There are a lot of alcohol.
Oh, we've got another caller.
What?
Oh, caller on the air. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question?
Yeah. Hi, Pat. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I'm calling because... Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, I'm calling because... Oh, good. Good. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because my boyfriend gave me a ring last week for the last night of Hanukkah.
I've never heard a woman sound so sad getting a ring.
Well, the problem is it's not the kind of ring that I was hoping it would be. It's like it's a beautiful ring. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I see. You want a ring better than a man. Yay.
I'm sorry. What do you mean, Pat, by that?
I don't hear that you're in love with him.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
Harvard did a study in the 90s. They asked 10,000 people, why did you marry? Two-thirds of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. One-third of men mate and marry for stature and financial stability. They're called gigolos. Two-thirds of women mate and marry for status and financial security. One-third of women mate and marry for sensual and sexual. I want you to understand that you are looking for rings, not men.
Well, I wanted status and financial security. I would like status and financial security. So when he gave me the
job?
Ring. Yeah, he has a great job.
Does he have a job?
Yeah.
Can he pay the bills for himself?
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, he seems to do really well.
How long have you dated him?
About 9 months.
Does he pay for all of the dates, or do you split?
He pays for probably, like, I don't know, 4/5 of them. And then, like, he gives me very extravagant gifts.
He does extravagant gifts?
Yes, he does.
But he didn't give you an extravagant engagement ring?
No, he gave me an extravagant ring, but it's not an engagement ring. And then he said, well, this is to symbolize my commitment to you.
Okay, so that's a promise ring. That's a promise ring. You have a right to have that. You dated how long?
9 months.
Okay, you can switch that into an engagement ring at the 12th month.
Okay, how do I do that, Pat? What's the plan
here? This is where you say, thank you for the promise ring for the next 3 months. Is that 9 and 3 is 12?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. I hate numbers. Anyway, what you say to him is, this is a wonderful promise ring. If I said it was a promise ring, would you think it's a nice promise ring?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. But I want you to know that I won't be able to keep on dating you under these terms. I need to be engaged at the end of a year. I'm not wasting my life, and I want to be married in 6, no more than 12 months. So that's how you appreciate the ring you've got as a promise ring, but let him know that it's going to melt or buy or build into an engagement ring at the end of another 3 months.
Now, can you help me understand why you say 1 year? Like, I'm 45. I'm not going to have kids. So I'm not in any big hurry.
I'll tell you why. because men have a problem being psychopathic. Read Sandra Brown's book. I don't approve of anybody signing an emotional contract like a wedding or buy a house together or whatever you're doing until you've known each other a year.
Mm-hmm.
And for heaven's sake, as I said earlier, I think men, there are more psychopathic men because right-handed men have a smaller bridge between the two lobes in the brain, the feeling lobe and the thinking lobe. All women have a large one. They can mix their thoughts and feelings. Therefore, we don't make psychopathic easier. They can easier do it because their brain is built to separate pain from logic. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So are you saying that waiting more than a year will, it's more likely that he's psychopathic if
I let him wait
longer?
Marrying under a year is too dangerous. A psychopath can act like a smooth. You read the book, Women Who Love Psychopaths by Sandra Brown, and you will see that the proclivity of right-handed men ending up as psychopaths is way better than left-handed men, biologically gay men who still have a female brain, and all women. Mm-hmm. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Thanks, caller.
So are you...
We have to go now.
Care,
I'm sorry. Bye-bye. Dr. Allen, real quick, before we go, what you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Awesome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Be safe, and we'll be back after Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.